Greensboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. We have one of my favorite people on today, Mayor Sam Toone, and we're going to talk about Eagleville a lot and some of the great things that are happening there. And we want to let you know that this part of Sam's show is brought to you by At Home Care. When you and your family members need assistance for a day, a week, or indefinitely, At Home Care is ready to sit down with you and help devise a practical plan to meet your family's needs. At Home Care is different than any others you see in the local marketplace because they're owned and operated by longtime Murfreesboro resident Melissa Warren. That means that Home Care is hands-on, involved in your family members' care and satisfaction all day, every day. At Home Care provides top-quality professional caregiving services throughout Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee. Whether you need a 24/7 companion, ongoing assistance with transportation to church or doctor's appointments, laundry, housekeeping, personal care, or more, At Home Care is here for you. Call them at 713-4639. And online at homecaretennessee.com. That's at homecaretennessee.com. 713-4639. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, and you're doing great, and Eagleville is doing just superior. It's amazing.
Well, I thank you for allowing me to be here and honored to represent the citizens of Eagleville.
I was honored to be there at the announcement at the Eagleville City Hall, and what a great group of people that you had there. And you were telling me something that one of the federal guys told you after it was over with.
Yeah, you know, of course, the announcement was that we did receive the a grant and a low-interest loan to build a wastewater mm-hmm. system, a sewer system for the city of Eagleville. Did not know this until afterwards. Of course, there was commissioners from different areas of the different departments of the state, and I did not know this until afterwards, but they said that that was the largest turnout that they've ever had for an announcement, a ribbon cutting, or an event of that type. It was the largest turnout, and I didn't realize the impact of that until afterwards. Eagleville is one of the smallest cities in the state of Tennessee, but yet we had the largest turnout, and it was just, not just citizens of Eagleville, but citizens of Rutherford County and elected officials throughout the state of Tennessee.
It shows you what the people of this community think about you, and think about Eagleville, and the possibilities that await Eagleville because of that announcement that you had.
Yeah, it long overdue.
Yes.
I guess the infamous attempt of about 20 some odd years ago to build a sewer system, and it just never could get off the ground, and it cost a lot of money for that attempt. But to be successful with at this time is just absolutely just amazing.
You've been very diligent. You've worked hard, and you've had a lot of help, and many of those that were on board with you during those particular times were there, and you gave them special attention about all that they had contributed to the success. And this is really one of the best things that could ever happen to Eagleville. It really is. I mean, the sky's the limit now.
Well, You're exactly right for the city of Eagleville and the community of Eagleville, but it goes much further than that. It goes to Rutherford County and state of Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
and strategically located where that Eagleville is, right in the corner, within 2 miles, we can be in Williamson County, Bedford County, or Marshall County. And so, you know, hopefully that we will be able to offer some services to that small region there, that we can create and draw some what I call foreign money, those people from those other counties. Those other counties.
Amen to that.
They come and spend their money and they go back home. So I'm hoping we can offer some services that are more than just the people of Eagleville can enjoy.
You know, would there ever be a possibility of Eagleville expanding out to not only be in Rutherford County, but be in some of the surrounding counties that, and we're talking about with all the businesses that will probably be coming in.
You know, we've made that threat a few times jokingly, and we get our hands slapped when I say that, because I keep telling my good friend Tommy Bragg, mayor of Murfreesboro, that we're going to annex Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. So,
is that a possibility now?
To annex Murfreesboro? Yeah. We've already got the attorneys working on it. You know,
so Tommy's drawing up his paperwork.
I bet he's drawing me in on a site for saying that.
But of course we're just kidding. But you know,
well, I'm not kidding.
Bingo. But you had a number of mayors there. You had a number of county elected officials, state elected officials.
Oh, we did. We were so blessed. We had Mayor Burgess from Rutherford County, Mayor Dover from down in Smyrna, and we had Lisa Crowell, our county clerk, school board director, school board chairman, a CUD director, CUD chairman. We had numerous state representatives and state senators. We had commissioner of USDA. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had a stacked deck that day.
I was very impressed with him. I mean,
he
was really on board with you guys, and they saw the need. And usually, when they come on as aggressive as they did with Eagleville, they not only saw a need to improve the health conditions there, they saw the need to go in because they know that Eagleville is in an area right now that could be extremely beneficial to the not only the county but also to the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, you know, and strategically located where we are, I mean, we can leave the red light at Eagleville and in 20 minutes, you can be at the Avenue, mm-hmm. or you can be in Cool Springs. You know, we're about 7 miles south of 840. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can strategically located. There's not another place in the state of Tennessee that's better located for where we are. So we see that there's great possibilities. And you're talking about Commissioner Bobby Goode from USDA Rural mm-hmm. Development. he's the last signatory. It was a whole bunch of signatures mm-hmm. take place to get where we are, but without his blessing, it doesn't get very far. And as far as the need, and this is another, again, there's so many things in the background that you don't see and you don't realize. And this is what I'm fixing to tell you is just so important. I don't know if you're even aware of this or not. I'm not aware of any grant to where this somebody just gives you all the money you need for a project. Right. It's always a matching grant. We'll mm-hmm. give you X number of dollars in form of a grant, then you have to match it with borrowed funds or funds that you have or mm-hmm. a loan or somehow you have to match. And most of the time, you know, you're looking at a 90% loan, 90% your own money, 10% grant. With this rural development, and this was just absolutely, they saw the need. They mm-hmm. saw the need, and they saw what we can do once. I have begged for 6 years, just help us get off our knees, and we'll take care of ourselves from mm-hmm. that point. Just help us get off our knees. And what's important is the USDA Rural Development Grant Loan usually is a 90-10 or a 80-20. 80-20 mm-hmm. is what's most it's ever given. Mm-hmm. And we were given a 60-40. We got a 40% grant.
That's amazing.
That's the first time in history that's happened. Nobody has ever received a 40% grant. And in turn, we got $1 million, a little over $1 million free money that we do not have to pay back. You know, for
a town of Eagle, that's amazing.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. First thing is that the commissioner, all the people at Rural Development that, it's a host of people that put this together. There's not one guy. I couldn't tell you how many people that I have been in contact with and working through to get this deal done. But when they saw the need for health reasons and then possible economic impact as well, it was recommended that we should receive a 40%. And when they told me that a few months ago they were recommending 40%, I kind of stepped backwards. Mm.
You didn't ask for 60, did you?
I was begging for all I could get. but I didn't know. I knew that 40 had never been given before, mm-hmm. So I didn't know where we're going to wind up. And we wound up when it was recommended that we get the 40, and Mr. Good, the commissioner, approved that. It was just wow. That's all I can. It was just absolutely amazing that they thought enough of our needs and enough of our future. Thought enough of our future that we deserve that.
There's so many things that happen besides that that makes this such a kind of a dream thing for you, because you had one individual, one company that has offered to come in and do a tremendous amount of work for you and free on the front end, and you actually do not have to compensate them back until the city is well on its way financially.
Yeah, you know, if I'd had any idea, I guess if I was a smart person, I'd have kept a diary from day one. This has been about five or six year project. And if I'd have kept a diary from day one, it would have been a very, very interesting novel, a true story to put together.
Right? Well, you need to pen that, because that would need to be put in the Eagleville archives forever.
How many trips we went to Nashville? How many times we went to the state capitol? Mm-hmm. How many times we met with different commissioners of economic development or of health and education? I'm meeting with the governor. I mean, there's no telling how many. Beth Harwell, Bill Ketron. I mean, I can't tell you how many hundreds of people met with, but what you're referring to is to really get the project moving forward a few years ago and give these guys credit where credit's due. The guys over on I guess it's Middle Tennessee Boulevard now, SEC, mm-hmm. Site Engineering and Consultants. President Jamie Reed, Steve Harrison, Mark Lee, and that whole bunch over there. I ran into Jamie, the president. I guess we were eating lunch one day, and we were talking about our need, and he made the offer that he would help not only with the engineering, but the applications, the funding, the planning, that their company would foot the entire bill up front and would not cost us any money.
Amazing.
Until we could secure funding. If we could not secure funding, they would not receive one red cent. If we receive funding, then of course they would like to be paid. Well, mm-hmm. You know, so what that did, that allowed us, us being the city of Eagleville, to move forward with applications and process without spending, I would say right now, probably a bill close to $100,000 just for engineering. Mm. The preliminary engineering, of course, you have to understand is before these applications can be processed, you just can't go up and say, "Hey, I want to borrow some money and get a loan to and apply for a grant to get a sewer system." Mm-hmm. No. You have to have a complete set of engineering drawings. You've got to tell them how many people's going to hook up to it, what their sewer rate's going to be. It's got to be a complete, in theory, program put together before you can even turn in your application. So without Jamie Reed and the people from SEC stepping forward and providing this for us, we could never fill out an application.
That's amazing.
It's more than amazing. So, yeah, they'll be my heroes for a long, long time.
Well, I think everybody sees the potential mm-hmm. of what's going to happen up there.
Yeah.
It's like you're sitting on something that's getting ready to explode. And one of the groups that was there that I absolutely love were the Croslands and Coon Victory and all of them that were there. Of course, Eddie's already got his business, but they did something special for you guys.
Well, you know, again, I guess one day I might sit down and try to figure out how many people we may have touched or how many people may have touched us mm-hmm. in the city through this project. As we were moving forward and looked like we were going to be moving forward with some funds and applications and the engineering and the planning, everything was in place, there was one key ingredient that was missing, and this was a location to build a sewer plant.
Mm-hmm.
The city owned 20 acres that they had purchased many, many years ago on north of town that was, and I'll be truthful, I've been trying my best to figure out what in the world we can do with that 20 acres to benefit somehow the city of Eagerville and its citizens. And I said the whole time, if we can't use it, we're going to sell it. We're not going to sit and hold property that's just no good for us at all. But
right.
Anyway, that property was not, it was just not suitable for a sewer system. City had been owning it for about, I don't know, 20 years. The Croslin family happened to have a little 26-acre track on less than a fourth mile from City Hall. Good piece of property and good soils on it. And we asked permission to do some soil, preliminary soil work on it, mm-hmm. and it was discovered that it would be ideal for our sewer plant. And we got a hold of the Croslin family, and we had a meeting with them to discuss how we could acquire that property. Long story short, one of the members of the family suggested that we just swap even. We'll swap them our 20 acres for their 26 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that might not sound very big across the radio, but if you saw the property and if you saw the location, if you studied the soil types, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that we traded a piece of property that was probably worth maybe $50,000 to a piece of property that's worth maybe $500,000, $750,000.
Wow.
And so they did this out of the goodness of their heart. They could have, if they wanted to get rid of the property, it would have brought good money at public auction. It would have brought $500,000 to $750,000, and they traded with us, traded even. So that was the final, that was the final piece of the puzzle, I guess, is there were so many small pieces went together first, but we needed that. And of course, we go back to our application, to turn in an application to qualify for this loan grant. We had to have a place to put it. They're just not going to give you the loan and the grant unless they know, they want to know every minute detail. And that was one of the things that was killing us was a place that we could locate it, and when they stepped forward with that, we could go forward with the application, and we were very successful. And so I would thank everybody in Eagleville, very appreciative of the Croslin family, them stepping forward to see the city go forward.
You know, I was thinking, of course, Eddie's got the Croslin business back there, and it's gone full circle because the Croslin had the building supply place right there in downtown Eagleville, and that was one of the first really major businesses in Eagleville at the time. And then, of course, they expanded into Smyrna and to Franklin, and was one of the most successful building supply places anywhere in the state. And then, of course, they did move out eventually in Eagleville, and now they're back in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what great neighbors. I mean, you can't have better neighbors.
You know, they were in the 1930s and 40s and I guess 50s, they were the the Home Depot and Lowe's of today.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where the Crosland business started. And yes, that they have come back to where their roots started, and we're just tickled to have them there.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Mayor Sam Toon.
Don't wait. Getting affordable state minimum coverage from Safe Auto is so easy you barely have to lift a finger. The benefits are so obvious. Safe Auto keeps you legal and saves you money. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO today. Drive safe. Spend less. Safe Auto.
Tennessee Radio Network News, I'm Kristen Thoburn. The embattled commissioner of the Tennessee Department of Children's Services has resigned. Kate O'Day stepped down yesterday amid numerous questions about how her agency was handling cases of children who died after investigations of abuse and neglect. Governor Haslam says O'Day was concerned that she had become the focus of attention rather than the children the agency is meant to serve. Nashville traffic is some of the worst in the country.
A new report from Texas A&M Transportation Institute ranks Music City 11th worst when it comes to traffic congestion. According to the report, commuters should plan for nearly 2 hours of travel time for what should be about a 30-minute trip in light traffic.
TRN's Dan Idem. The Tennessee State Fair Association has until February 13th to respond to an offer that would keep the annual event at the fairgrounds. The association is being asked to pay the city $2.25 per ticket for the first 50,000 tickets sold and $3.75 per ticket after that. If a deal can't be reached with the nonprofit group chosen to run the event this year, Nashville could lose the Tennessee State Fair after more than 100 years. Packer.
Hi, this is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting you to come eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. We've added trout to our menu. Trout is one of those really good fish that you have, and we sprinkle it with our seasoned salt that we also have for sale for people that want to buy our seasoning salt to season at home and anything they want to use there. But we lightly sprinkle it with a seasoned salt and a little bit of garlic, and it's really good. I'd like to invite you to come to our Demas's Restaurant in Murfreesboro, which is located on 1115 Northwest Broad Street, Demas's Restaurant.
Southern Community Bank. Unlike all the rest. Beverly Barker, branch manager.
Southern Community Bank is a strong, independent community partner with a simple philosophy. Keep banking hassle-free for people who just want to be treated well.
We're unlike all the rest. Our services are intuitive. Our team is friendly. Our approach is refreshing. And our service is clearly unique.
We're located at 1950 Old Fort Parkway, next to the DoubleTree Hotel.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Effort to ease the minds of parents, students, and teachers in Wilson County, new school resource officers have started watching over all of the county's schools. The new SROs are being funded by the County Commission for the remainder of the school year.
TRN's Andrew Warren. Millington High School's choral group is one of six selected to play at a prestigious festival in Carnegie Hall. But they need the money to get there. Students in the 24-member group are about halfway to raising the $65,000 they need to go by February 15th. A recent study by a Vanderbilt University researcher shows that for every year a person spends behind bars, their life expectancy decreases by 2 years. Those who complete their parole without incident seem to be the only exception to that rule. I'm Kristen Thoburn, Tennessee Radio Network News.
Slick Pig Barbecue. Down on East Main, there's pork, beef, chicken, and wings. Sauce too good to be true.
Now at Slick Pig Barbecue, try the catfish special. Wednesday night between 4 and 8 o'clock. $9.99 plus tax for all-you-can-eat catfish. The meal includes hush puppies, white beans, and homemade coleslaw.
Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
Sunny skies in the forecast with highs in the upper 50s, while the light north-northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies for tonight. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Belluber.
Currently 41.
Our WGNS good neighbor of the day, the folks at Baymont Inn and Suites on Armory Drive. Someone wrote in to tell us that the staff is very helpful, and they were extremely nice in their recent stay. Congratulations to everyone over at Baymont Inn and Suites. Our good neighbors of the day receiving flowers from Ryan's Flowers and Gifts. Our WGNS birthday cake winner, Kaylee Hale. Kaylee receives the birthday cake from Junior's Foodland.
To bag the deer of a lifetime, you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors. We got camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street.
He knows Rutherford County as good as anybody. Truman Jones. It's the Truman Show here on WGNS AM and FM.
And welcome back with Mayor Sam Toon. And this part of his show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. When you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From the simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's onto Ridgely Road. I know that you're going to be approached by a number of people who want to put businesses there in Eagleville, which is going to be, as we have been talking, a perfect location. But what is the time schedule that we're looking at, Sam, as far as getting it started and then finishing the initial project?
I'm glad you brought that up, and I hope that there's a lot of our local construction companies listening. We hope to put this out to bid in March. Mm-hmm. We would hope to start the construction either April or May, and it is a 6 to 9 month project. So I'm hoping that my dream would be to have the August 8th, when the students start back in school, that we have the school hooked up to the sewer system and be Christmas present, we'll be through with it by Christmas.
That's amazing that the school has been operating without that. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it?
They've got their own little system up there that, I'll just say this, it's old.
Mm-hmm.
It's old.
I noticed Don Odom was in the audience.
Yes, Mr. Odom and Mr. Hodge was there, and so proud to see them.
Yes.
And, you know, that makes you wonder why those people come out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we're just tickled that they were.
Well, there are going to be a lot of people, not just in Eagleville, but all across the community, that are going to benefit from what you guys have done and are going to continue to do on this project.
Well, just something, you know, I don't sound like a deprived child here, but some things that there's so many businesses have come and gone, and a lot of the reason is there's just not been enough cash dollars to support it, but mm-hmm. things that maybe other residents of other cities take for granted is a dry cleaner, a car wash, mm-hmm. a laundromat. You know that Murfreesboro, if you ride through Murfreesboro, Lord, there's a dry cleaner and a car wash and laundromat just about on every corner, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have to go either to... I don't know what all's in Chapel Hill right now, but Murfreesboro.
Uh-oh, that's in Marshall County. That money's
else. We don't want to go south with our money. We want to keep it in the county. But, we'd have to come to Murfreesboro to get a dry cleaner. We've had dry cleaner open and close. They just didn't have enough business there to support it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something as simple as a parts house, Edwin, Florida, Edwin's a buddy of mine. I've been Florida Brothers. I've been bugging him about putting a parts house out there. Something as simple as a spark plug for your lawnmower. Mm-hmm. We need a parts house. We need a dry cleaner. We need a laundromat. Just some of the basics that we can, you know, offer people. You know,
it's a place that you can go and start your business and grow. And that, to me, that's a little piece of heaven for a small business to go into.
Sure, sure it is. And the thing about it is that Eagleville's small enough, and of course we have a lot of visitors, and it might not mean a lot to a lot of people, but the traffic right there at City Hall, the last traffic count I got was 6,500 vehicles a day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not much when you're on Broad Street in Murfreesboro, but Broad Street in Eagleville, that's a whole lot of traffic right there. And, of course, we just want to capture just a few of them. We don't need all of them to stop, just a few of them, you know.
Now, if a business is thinking about relocating or just locating into Eagleville itself, I presume that the normal sequence would be to get in touch with you in Eagleville, or someone in the government there. And you've probably got ladies that would probably handle a lot of the process, but you're looking at probably looking at where the taps are going to be for the businesses and those things. And it's a fairly lengthy process in some regards. So if you're going to have the system ready by, say, December or maybe before or a little bit later, then it's a time to hit the ground running sometime just before that, isn't it?
Well, you know, I guess time is relevant to what is time. If a person wanting to purchase a piece of property and open up a business, by the time he found that piece of property, mm-hmm. by the time he negotiated with a buyer, by the time he got some attorneys involved and got to a closing date, you can take 60, 90 days to get a piece of property bought.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at another 60 or 90 days, maybe going through an annexation or maybe going through some rezoning. Then we're going to start building. So, you know, you can eat up 9, 10, 12 months pretty quick.
Yeah.
So if a person waited until this time next year, that could be 2 years from now before they get something going. So, you know, it'd be smart if a person really had some true thoughts in moving forward is to start moving forward today.
I can tell you a number of businesses that have come in there and have left. To me, the only problem was that they did not have a sewer system.
Yeah.
And I can remember three or four places. Of course, my favorite when I was younger was the Melody Bar, because that's where everybody met. And mm-hmm. it's amazing how Eagleville has grown, even with the problem that they had, because it's such a great place to go. It's a friendly place, and the location is just unbelievable. But I can remember going to the Melody Bar, and the problem was there 40 years ago. And how in the world they've been able to manage around that, it's almost like it's some type of magical process. But it's just the draw of Eagleville. The draw of Eagleville brings all of those people in, and then even with a not having a system to basically keep the town clean and free of whatever, some of the businesses even have succeeded beyond that, which is strictly amazing to me, because I've gone up there and eaten in a number of the places, and I really do enjoy going to Eagleville. It's just a kind of a way to get away from everything.
It is. It's a, you know, we're caught between yesterday and tomorrow, and proud of it, and we do everything we can to protect our rural Southern heritage, I guess. Mm-hmm. We're proud of our one traffic light, and I hope we can keep one traffic light as long as we can. It's pretty easy.
Good luck.
You know, I guess it'd be a double-edged sword there. But yeah, we've, you know, I don't want to look back, and I sure don't want to talk about it, but we had a lot of embarrassing situations as far as our sewage mm-hmm. and health issues. It was very embarrassing, and I guess it's kind of like covering up your drunk uncle at Christmas, you know. Everybody knows he's drunk, but you don't want to talk about it. And, you know, everybody knew we had problems. Nobody wanted to talk about it. And I guess, you know, we'd skirted around, and I guess it was about 2 years ago I just came out of the closet, you know. I was at a couple of meetings, and I just
laid. Oh, I hadn't heard about that, Sam.
Oh, I did. I came out of the closet and told everybody what the problems we had. And, mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's just the point. We didn't have anything to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to talk about your health issues, and you don't want to talk about the things that were being done wrong. But you know, just we didn't have a choice. You know, we had an issue there at City Hall on how we handled the bathroom there, and it was very embarrassing. But the old City Hall, not mm-hmm. now.
And, right. You've got a great new City Hall.
Yeah, and of course, you know. Again, look at double-edged sword. If we had had a sewer system a few years ago, what is City Hall now, we would not own it.
Yeah.
It would have been a restaurant. we had several people wanted to buy that building. It was a building that was started under construction, and it was never finished, sitting right next door to Road City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And it sat vacant for about 3 years, I guess, unfinished. And it was just an eyesore, to be honest with you. And we finally got the nerve up to purchase it, which was a great deal. And got to purchase some additional land to go with it that went with that property right there at the square. That building would have been a restaurant several times. Several people wanted to purchase it when they found out that the city did not have a public wastewater system. They just ran backwards on it. So,
you know, traditionally, when you have towns the size of Eagleville or areas, usually the larger landowners, they really want things to stay the way they are. They want to keep their big farms and all those things. And I've seen it I've seen almost full counties being that way. They want to keep the old lives the way they've been for the last 100 years. But we're starting to see changes in that, and you've already had people that have contacted you that have homes and land that actually want to be on the new sewer system.
Yeah, you know, I guess we're all creatures of habit, and most of us, including myself, we're slow to accept change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like my old pickup truck. I like my old boots, you know.
That's not an old pickup truck.
Well, it's not a new one. But, you know, we're all reluctant to accept change. And I guess at some point we're all scared of change to a certain point. We're in our comfort zone.
We are.
Today. But when we start making changes, we don't know what's going to happen. So that's where we have to be real smart in municipal government, is making sure the changes we make are suitable. You were talking about the farms. You know, you were there the other day at the press release and the announcement. I failed to meet everyone. But I tried to introduce myself and welcome them to the city of Eagleville when they came in the front door. And I, you know, there's so many people, I just couldn't get to everyone.
Sometimes but, impossible.
Well, I just couldn't do it. There's a whole bunch of them and one of me. But
there was a huge crowd in there.
It was a huge crowd.
Yeah.
I guess the largest crowd's ever been in City Hall. Maybe the largest crowd we've ever had at a city public meeting.
Could very well be.
Very well could be.
Yeah, because they were on the outside. You couldn't get everybody in.
That's right. Front porch is full, too. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I noticed in talking to our citizens, we had, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say the majority of our citizens that were there were elderly people in their 70s and 80s, mm-hmm, that were excited and wanted to see what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that they have witnessed, a lot of them have lived there most all of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And since children, and went to school there at Eagleville. Again, I'll go back to the drunk uncle at Christmas. Everybody knew that there were some problems, but some of the people just didn't want to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that they were just tickled to death to come forward and see, even though we've been in denial and didn't want to talk about it, but now we know that there's going to be some hope to move our city forward. And so I was real, real pleased that the majority of the citizens that were at the announcement last week were elderly citizens. I was just tickled to see that. And I'll say this, we've had numerous people,
mm-hmm,
call or visit or come to see me personally and asked to be annexed into the city of Eagleville since this announcement. And I think that's a compliment within itself. Most people, when you say annexation, they, you know, they're going to run backwards and talk pretty bad about you. But we've got, I know, four people that have already come forward and approached us wanting to be annexed into the city of Eagleville.
Do you think Eagleville will have any problems adjusting to an urban community and an urban society? Because, you know, they've always kind of liked what they've had around them. You've got
even when you have a funeral, if someone passes away in Eagleville, they will go to Chapel Hill or someplace like that. Do you think this will change their mindset any, or will they keep the traditions that have been going on in their family for years?
I think those, some of those traditions will stay. I think some of them will change, and I think as new generations evolve, that it's easier to make those changes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, rather than going to, if we can get fortunate enough to get a Subway, rather than going to Rockville or Unionville or Chapel Hill and get a Subway sandwich, that tradition be broken. You stay right there in Eagleville and get your Subway if we can get fortunate enough to get one there.
I've got a feeling that you guys will be getting those unique restaurants that pop up from time to time in communities that are so different and have such an allure to them that they will be coming there, because let's face it, Eagleville is a unique city, and it's going to continue to be a unique city, but you're going to offer more services than a lot of people have ever dreamed that they would get in the Eagleville area.
Yeah, and we're continually trying to look at ways that we can offer services and do things for our citizens and businesses that really not any expense to it. Just something so simple as the county calls them convenience centers. Everybody else calls them trash dumps, you know. But they're convenience centers where everybody in the county takes their garbage.
And you can recycle.
Yeah, you can recycle. Yeah. But it was brought to, sometimes we get so wrapped up in big things, we forget about small things. It was brought to my attention that one of the ladies there at the convenience center that, again, we'll go back to some elderly people that they bring their TVs and computers, their electronic up there to the convenience center to dispose of it. Well, the landfill can't take it. So now you've got a 75, 80-year-old lady that unloaded this TV. Mm. Now she's told to load it back up.
Mm.
They can't take it at the convenience centers. Landfill won't take them. Mm-hmm. So what we've done, we've implemented a program there in the city that if you will call City Hall, we'll have either the police department or the fire department come to your house and pick up your electronic device that is no longer needed, mm-hmm. discarded, and we will dispose of it properly for you. Just some little things like that we hope that we can do, that continue to do, that can separate us from other communities, other cities, and just small things like that we can do to enhance the quality of life for people.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. And knowing you, I know that you've been very aggressive on the sewer system and some of the other things that you worked on. But knowing you, you're going to take one step at a time as you continue to change because of the businesses coming in and all of the services that you have to offer as a city. I can see this going to be, it's not going to just be a massive influx all at one time. You're going to manage it because as you do to offer all those services, then you have more people that you have to hire and all the other things, the roads to build and the things that a city has to have. But talking to you off the air, you've already got a lot of things in plan to make sure that you're able to stay successful and keep your heads above water and still make that an attractive city to come into.
Yeah, our city limits, with the request of annexation of some people, I think probably we'll see in the next year our city limits, the boundary lines grow slightly. But once you step outside our city limits, I mean, we're farmland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's 300-400 acre cornfields right at the end of city limit, as far as that goes. So there's some things that you can't change if you want to. So hopefully we can always have that southern charm, that rural charm that make you want to drive there at that unique restaurant, that destination, like Mr. and Ms. Jones across the street there from City Hall. They've got the lamp shop.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most unique shops anywhere in the United States of America. They sell all kinds of different lamps, chandeliers. They repair them, send them all over the country to different people. It's a very unique business. If something's broken, they do a lot of repairs, and I mean, very, very unique business. So hopefully we can continue creating those unique shops, unique restaurants, and make Eagleville that destination that people want to come and visit.
What's the name of the little shop? It's got all the records in it, the old records, the 45s.
That's Mr. Ralston.
Yes, Mr. Ralston's place. Yeah. Has he got a name up above that?
I believe it's Ralston's Antiques, I believe is what he goes by there.
That is one of the neatest places to go into.
Well, of course, what you understand, he's got about four or five barns that's full of stuff. That's what you're seeing, just a carload of stuff that he's got there. But he's got albums, yearbooks from MTSU back years ago. He's got a wide variety of collection of memorabilia and antiques in there.
You guys have almost got a smaller version of Bell Buckle, but you have the options there to grow. And wouldn't that be neat if you could just one day a year? I know you do some special things already in the summertime when it gets so hot. But are you planning on having anything like that? You need to have something special for Eagle.
You know, we've had a street festival for a couple of years, which has been very, very successful. Mm-hmm. We actually shut down the street.
We actually
closed the street, main street down, and put vendors and booths right in the middle of the street, and you're talking about the hot weather, and we've got some citizens looking at now volunteering and helping the city move that forward.
They have been volunteering, but
what they're doing now is trying to talk to the vendors and see if we can move that into fall of the year, either September or October, when it cools off some.
Yeah.
And so that's what I meant, that they're volunteering. Well, they have been. We've got, if it wasn't for the citizens volunteering time and services, we'll go back to that grant on the sewer. We had to have a household income. Now, I'm going to tell you one of the hardest jobs you ever have. Now, you thought you had a tough job as sheriff. We had to have household incomes. Mm-hmm. Household income. You had to tell me how much money you were making on a blank piece of paper. We turned it in to show we had low income to qualify for this grant. So you knock on the door, and you say, Mr. Jones, I know that you have low income and can't afford a lot of extra amenities for your family, but I need you to fill out this application for me so we can get a sewer so I can charge you more money.
Whoa.
Now, that's a tough sale for me to tell you. I know you don't have any extra money, but I need you to do this for me so I can charge you more money.
So instead of making $10,000 a year, if he didn't want it, he'd be making $60,000 a year.
That's right. Yeah. So that process there took about a year, believe it or not.
I could see it.
And it was one of the toughest things I've ever done in my life. I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. But we had citizens that would go out and help us with that. So yes, it's a great community.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Mayor Sam Tate.
With million-dollar lawsuits and drastic increases in court costs, are you adequately insured? We can remove the fear of an unforeseen lawsuit with an umbrella liability policy from Auto Owners Insurance. We'll recommend personal and business protection that meets today's needs. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064. Ask us about no problem protection through Auto Owners.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
It's time. Blue Raiders.
Support your Blue Raiders as they compete for back-to-back Sun Belt Conference titles. Men's and women's basketball combo season tickets are on sale now and start as low as $199. Don't miss a single three-pointer. Score a slam dunk with season tickets today.
Show your true blue. Support your Blue Raiders. Tickets available at GoBlueRaiders.com or call 1-888-YES-MTSU. Go Blue Raiders.
The Truman Show now continues on the voice of Rutherford County, WGNS, AM and FM.
And welcome back with Mayor Sam Toon. And we're talking about talking to all the people. And just, I mean, you think of all the different facets of the things that you had to do. And this has been, like you say, a long time coming. And most successful plans that have come out doing what you've done have taken a great deal of time and effort. Can you think of anything at all that you could have done different, and I can't think of anything. I mean, you've hit every opportunity that were out there. And did you ever run into any blocks at all when you're dealing with the people in the community? Because, you know, even if something is really going to be positive for you, there's always people, like you said earlier, they just don't want change. It's just hard to deal with it, and they're afraid of it.
Well, yeah, there's the fear of an extra bill. Now you're going to have an extra sewer bill. If you live in the city of Eagleville, you are going to get a sewer bill. That's going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what might happen to you is because it's, you keep in mind that I wish I had kept a diary. We hired TDEC to come in and do a survey on all of the septic tanks in Eagleville. Some homes can't even find a septic tank. Whoa. Some homes were 55-gallon drums.
And most of them had wells, I guess.
Yes, a lot of them have wells.
And some and
of them
they had, don't mix.
Some of them had a septic line running right beside the well.
Whoa.
So there was some areas that, yeah, there was some resistance, but yet also some areas that, thank goodness this is happening because we can save our home and we'll be able to sell our home. Even the day of the announcement a week ago, and I made some pictures of it, straight across from City Hall.
Mm.
Straight across from City Hall. Looked over there and there was one of those septic trucks backed up, pumping out a lady's septic tank.
Mm.
Because she couldn't use her bathroom that day. She could not take a shower that day. But they came out and pumped, and that was, and I made pictures of it, and it just so happened it was the same day.
Did they ever do a water control test on the water up through there?
There has been several tests ran over the past few years. Again, that's part of the study.
Yeah.
To show that the pollution that we had contributing into the Harpeth River.
They're going to love you. In a while, everybody will be loving you after a while.
Was, the citizens of Franklin should have a cleaner lifestyle because the Harpeth River starts in Winnegable and runs straight through Franklin.
Been good to have you on, Sam.
Well, I need to make one other point here.
Yeah.
That you made a very strong point the other day that I never dress up to come and see you.
Yeah.
So the people that do not have color radio and cannot see us on their color radio station, that I have dressed up today.
You look very nice.
I put on a pair of dress pants and a white shirt. I still got my boots on, but I don't have on blue jeans today.
Yeah.
So I want everybody to know that I did dress up for you.
You could walk right on the Grand Ole Opry stage right now and start singing.
Oh, boy, that'd get them all, wouldn't it?
We'll see you guys in the morning at 9 o'clock, and we'll have Jim Freeman on and Jim Simpson from MTSU. Going to have a great show.
Decision delayed. The leaders of the Boy Scouts of America have put off a vote on whether its policy banning gay members and leaders should be changed. There will be no decision from the Scouts until May. Board members announced this morning. The Postal Service says it will be ending Saturday mail delivery this summer. It's a cost-saving plan. The service deeply in the red.
The plan saved $2 billion annually, but we have a $20 billion gap to close.
Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe speaking this morning. Packages, a growing business for the service, will still be delivered 6 days a week, subject to approval by Congress. The budget and spending plans expected to be a key topic today when President Obama meets Senate Democrats. One day before his CIA nominee is questioned by the Senate, some in Congress are demanding clarity on President Obama's policy on killing terrorist suspects, especially the use of drones. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.